A memo circulated internally at the Department of Labor indicates the new $90 million unemployment claim system's not working well, and hundreds, if not thousands, of Mainers that were eligible for unemployment benefits didn't get them in a timely manner, or at all. Maine Public Radio has gotten hold of a copy of the memo, and State House reporter Mal Leary joins me now to talk about it and the fallout from its publication over the weekend. Mal, what does this memo say?
Well, it starts off by saying it's confidential, which, of course, it can't be. It's a public record, and anyone has the right to read it or get a copy. It's not clear who the author of the memo is, but from the details in the memo, that person is very familiar with both the new unemployment claim system as well as the old system. For example, Nora, it lists a dozen bullet points tracing the problems almost on a daily basis of implementation of the system in detail. It points out that folks warned before it was implemented in December that there were so many bugs in the system that it simply wouldn't work. Yet, the top management at the Department of Labor went ahead and implemented the system. What's most disturbing to some is that the system was implemented with a new requirement that weekly claims be made online and only online. Now, not everyone in Maine has access to a computer at home. So the department was expecting people out of work to either drive to the local unemployment office to file or use a computer at a local library. They used to be able to file by phone, but the new system doesn't have that option.
So people can't file by phone anymore. If the system's not working well, why is that not an option?
Well, that's a very good question, and it's one I would have for the Commissioner of Labor, John Butera, if he would call me back. If you recall, when the system was rolled out last December, there were a flurry of reports from folks having trouble reaching staff at the Department of Labor about voicemail messages that were left and never returned. The memo alleges the new system should not have been brought online, that there needed to be more training of staff to handle the system, and there were so many software bugs that caused delay in, for example, researching claims, that it just simply was not ready for prime time. And there are allegations in this memo that documents have been destroyed at the agency to try and cover up the problems.
What's the response been at the legislature? I can't imagine people are very happy about it.
Oh, they certainly are not very happy about it. I've talked with some members of the Labor, Commerce, Research, and Economic Development Committee. That's the committee of the legislature that has oversight over the Department of Labor. They've been looking into complaints from constituents now for several weeks, and they have questioned some department officials, but the officials have downplayed the criticism. But the bottom line is that it appears there are people who qualified for unemployment benefits that have not received them, and that this new system implementation coincided with a very cold winter. And it was not the time when folks could afford to go without their unemployment benefits. State Senator Shenna Bellows is a Democrat from Manchester. She told me she had a call from a father of three who's been not able to get benefits for 14 weeks after he was laid off from his job. She says the Department of Labor could well face a lawsuit from those that have had their benefits delayed and who cannot file for lack of access to a computer. In fact, the House chair of the Labor Committee, Ryan Fechtow from Biddeford, is openly urging folks who have had their benefits denied improperly to sue the department because of the negligence they have shown in implementing this system.
So some potential lawsuits. What else is next here?
Well, there's also the potential that because, if you will, only one shoe has dropped, and that is the unemployment claim system part of the computers. There's another part of this system that's supposed to take effect in August, and that is on the side of the employers. So all of the employers will have to file their records into a new computer system. And Representative Fechtow says he is just very concerned that when that occurs, there'll be the same set of problems. So he's urging that the Department of Labor consider not implementing that system till all the bugs are worked out there. And he says if the Office of Program Evaluation and Government Accountability were not so busy investigating DHHS, he would be asking them to investigate the Department of Labor.
All right, we'll keep up with this as it develops. Thank you so much, Mel.
Thank you, Nora.